USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris blames the surge at the southern border on poverty, violence, and extreme weather, among other factors. Opening a session with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus on Monday, Harris saying the U.S. must focus on the root cause of mass migrations to the United States from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Oklahoma, the latest state to end federal unemployment jobless benefits. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt saying thousands of Oklahomans are making more money on unemployment than they would be if they took a job.
Our challenge is not to get businesses back open. We've done that. It's been getting employees back to work. Without a doubt, one of the factors causing this has been the continued extension of extra federal benefits.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity called off because of COVID-19.
An entire expedition to climb Mount Everest had to be called off after several members of the climbing party were infected with COVID-19. Austrian expedition company Furtenbach Adventures says the number of infections among the 51-person party at base camp spread rapidly and that it would be irresponsible to continue the climb. Nepal only recently began allowing climbers back onto the mountain, issuing permits again in April after canceling the climbing season last year because of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden is again urging everyone to get vaccinated. The president also noting even though there's new guidance from the CDC regarding masks, we should still be respectful of people who choose to wear them.
Some people may want to continue to wear masks, even if they're fully vaccinated. Some businesses may want to continue to require wearing masks. Let's all be kind and respectful to one another as we come out of this pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says members of Congress and other officials need to seriously investigate UFOs and the potential threat they pose. The senator telling 60 Minutes he wants the Department of Defense to come up with a process to take UFOs seriously. The government is reportedly planning to release a report regarding UFO sightings to Congress next month. Four police officers were shot and a suspect was killed as police were serving a search warrant in Alabama.
An unnamed man believed to be responsible for two early morning murders at Brother Bryan Park in Birmingham, Alabama, opened fire on four police officers Sunday afternoon, striking all officers. Birmingham police spokesman Rod Malden.
Two were struck by gunfire, which their injuries appear to be not life-threatening at the time. They're expected to make a full recovery.
The assailant was fatally shot by officers during the incident.
When officers arrived, they discovered a female laying in the middle of the roadway, suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. She was rushed to the hospital, where she was later pronounced deceased. We also had an adult male at that location that was found unresponsive on the sidewalk. He was pronounced deceased on the scene.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine announcing that Ohio residents will have to opt in to their vaccine lottery drawing to win $1 million for receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.